Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Supplications, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our series entitled Prophetic Supplications. And in today's lesson, we're going to discuss another time in which the dua of a Muslim is responded to, or a time in which dua is highly recommended to make. And that is the dua for a person in his absence. You make dua for someone while he's not there in front of you. Abu Darda reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "There is no Muslim worshipper who prays for his brother in his absence, except that an angel says, 'And to you be the same.'" This is an authentic narration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another companion by the name of Safwan ibn Abdullah narrated, he said, "I went to Syria and visited Abu Darda in his home, but he was not present when I arrived. He was not there. Ad-Darda asked me, 'Are you going to perform Hajj this year?' I replied that I was. So she said, 'In that case, do not forget to pray to Allah for us for good, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, the dua of a Muslim for his brother in his absence is responded to. There is an angel in front of him that has been assigned to him. Every time he makes a dua for his brother with good, the angel assigned to him says, Ameen, and to you the same.'" Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, if you just look at that narration, this is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of Islamic brotherhood. Now imagine a society in which people are making dua for each other. Do you think that there will be backbiting? Do you think there will be any injustice caused to each other if the society, the people in a society, are making dua for each other? This is what brotherhood is. And in this situation, the dua must be purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since a Muslim will love his brother only for the sake of Allah, and this is the only factor that will cause him to make a dua for his brother in his absence. So the only time a Muslim makes dua for another Muslim, a positive dua for another Muslim, is when that Muslim actually truly loves his brother, sincerely loves his brother. One of the scholars wrote, "In this hadith, there is a point of benefit to be obtained. And that is, if your dua is responded to because of your brother is absent from you, because your brother is absent from you, then we hope that the angel's dua for you also be responded to you because you are absent from the angel. It is also reported that the pious predecessors would make a dua for their brothers when they themselves were in need of that dua, since they knew that this type of dua was responded to." Subhanallah. So the pious predecessors, when they were in need for something, they would sincerely make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another Muslim brother, for the same thing that they needed, because they knew that this dua is accepted, this dua is responded to because of the hadith that we previously quoted. Now imagine, brothers and sisters, what will happen? What will the effects be if such true brotherhood is implemented in a Muslim community where every Muslim is praying for his brother or sister for the good of this life and the hereafter? Brothers and sisters, please make it a habit in your life on a daily basis to make dua sincerely for the Muslims. Sincerely for the Muslims, because that dua is not only beneficial for the person that you're making the dua for, but rather, brothers and sisters, that dua is also beneficial for you. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.